नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम द फिफ्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम titled The Descendants of King Priyavrata, text number 2, 3 and 4. So since it's in prose form, I'll just read the translations and the purport. Text 2. From Sumati, a son named Devatajit was born by the womb of his wife named Vriddhasena. Thereafter, in the womb of Asuri, the wife of Devatajit, a son named Devadyumna was begotten. Devadyumna begot in the womb of his wife Dhenumati a son named Parameshthi. Parameshthi begot a son named Pratiha in the womb of his wife Suvarchala. Text 4. King Pratiha personally propagated the principles of self-realization. In this way, not only was he purified, but he became a great devotee of the Supreme Person, Lord Vishnu, and directly realized him. Purport. The word Anusasmara is very significant. God consciousness is not imaginary or concocted. The devotee who is pure and advanced realizes God as he is. Maharaj Pratiha did so. And due to his direct realization of Lord Vishnu, he propagated self-realization and became a preacher. A real preacher cannot be bogus. He must first of all realize Lord Vishnu as he is. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinah. One who has seen the truth can impart knowledge. The word Tattvadarshi refers to one who has perfectly realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person can become a guru and propound Vaishnava philosophy all over the world. The paragon of bona fide preachers and guru is King Pratiha. Srila Prabhupada makes a beautiful point in the purport. He says, the word Tattvadarshi refers to one who has perfectly realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person can become a guru and propound Vaishnava philosophy all over the world. The paragon of bona fide preachers and guru is King Pratiha. Paragon is a symbol. The symbol of a bona fide guru and a bona fide preacher is King Pratiha. In the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful dialogue between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura. And in a particular verse, it is being explained what is the reason for the people suffering in this world. Janasya moha dvimukhasya daivat adharmashilasya sudukhitasya. Sudukhitasya. People in this world are suffering extreme degrees of miseries. Sudukhitasya. Why are they going through this agony, this trouble, this pain, these miseries? Adharmashilasya. Because they are adharmashil. Anyone who does not practice dharma, anyone who is not a dharmashil person, has to go through miseries. Because a person is adharmashilasya, therefore sudukhitasya, his suffering, agonies, pains in this material world. And who is an adharmashil? Who is a person who is considered to be a person not following, not adhering to dharma? Vimukhasya daivad. He who has turned his face away from God. Anyone who turns his face away from God is adharmashil. And he who is adharmashil is sudukhitasya, suffering agonies, pains in this material world. And why does a person turn his face away from Krishna? Vimukha deva janasya mohat, out of moha, illusion. Because of moha or illusion, one turns his face away from Krishna, vimukhasya daivat. And because of turning one's face away from Krishna, adharmashil, one becomes irreligious. And because of being adharmashil or irreligious, sudukhitasya, one suffers misery in material existence. But the great devotees of the Lord, the Mahabhagavats, they cannot tolerate the suffering of people in this world. If they have turned their face away from Krishna, then the Mahabhagavas, the great devotees of the Lord, like Maharaj Pratiha, they go all over the world and put efforts to turn the face of people towards Krishna. If they have become Vimukha Daiva, the preachers make them Samukha Daiva, turning their face towards Krishna. And therefore it is explained, Tasmad yuyam yah charanti noonam bhutani bhavyani janardanasya. Bhutani bhavyani. The hearts of the great devotees are bhavya, very huge, very magnanimous. And such bhavya bhuta, such great magnanimous preachers like Maharaj Pratiha, Prabhupada writes here, the paragon of bona fide preachers and guru is Maharaj Pratiha. Such great preachers, bhuta bhavya, the magnanimous hearted ones, they travel all over the world. Tasmad yuyam yah charanti noonam. And traveling all over the planet, what do they do? They try to turn the face of those who have turned their face away from Krishna towards Krishna, thereby making them dharmashil from adharmashil, and thereby from making them su-sukhitasya from su-dukhitasya, removing their miseries and giving them bliss in their life. Therefore, the preachers go all over the world and speak about Krishna. By speaking about Krishna, such tattvadarshi gurus, such preachers, they remind the conditioned soul of their relationship with Krishna. And therefore, in the fourth canto, there is a prayer by Maharaj Prithu to Lord Vishnu. Beautiful prayer. It says, Sauttama shloka mahan mukhachyuta bhavat puda padambho jasudha kananila. Sauttama shloka mahan mukhachyuta. Mahan mukha. The great devotees of the Lord, the great preachers of the Lord, when they speak with their lips, mahan mukha, what do they speak? Sa uttama shloka. They speak about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as uttama shloka, he whose glories are sung by choice poetry. But when they speak about the glories of the Lord, what happens? From their lips, chuta. Achuta means infallible. Chuta means that which falls. So when a great devotee of the Lord speaks, it's not that simply Krishna Katha is being spoken, but from his lotus lips is falling chuta. What is falling? Bhavat padambhoja sudha kananila. My dear Lord Vishnu, when your devotees speak and glorify you, their lips emanate the saffron dust particles. Sudha kana anila. Sudha kana anila. Anila means breeze. So as a great devotee of the Lord is speaking, there is breeze that comes out from the mouth. Mahan mukha, from that great mouth. Anila, breeze. One cannot have air or breeze not come when one is speaking. So when the words are being spoken by this great devotee about the Lord, what's happening? The saffron dust particles from the lotus feet of the Lord are also carried by this breeze. And when these saffron dust particles enter into the ear of the listener, smriti puna vismrita tattva vartmanam vismrita. The conditioned soul who has forgotten Krishna Smritir punaha. Once again his memory is revived. Memory of Krishna. Memory of his relationship with Krishna. So by hearing from great devotees of the Lord, along with the words, the saffron dust particles come. And when these saffron dust particles enter into the heart, vismriti is destroyed. Forgetfulness is destroyed. And smritihi puna, memory of Krishna and relationship with Krishna is revived. That is the reason why the preachers, the bona fide gurus, travel all over the world and speak about Krishna. Because when they speak about Krishna, it revives one's memory about his relationship with the Lord. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful episode, and I would like to focus on this episode for today's talk. A few days back, His Grace Rohini Priya Prabhu was giving this beautiful episode and explaining about Rukmini's message to Lord Krishna. I'd like to take that same theme as he spoke on and elaborate a little more on that in the context of the particular theme today of how by hearing one can revive one's memory about the Lord. And Maharaj Pratiha, Prabhupada writes, was the paragon of bona fide gurus and preachers. The importance of a spiritual master in one's life. Shukdeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit of how the king of Vidarbha, Maharaj Bhishmaka, had five sons. The eldest was Rukmi. The four others were named Rukmamali, Rukmakesh, Rukmabahu and Rukmaratha. And the daughter Vaidharbhi was named Rukmini. Shukadeva Goswami goes to explain how Rukmini had developed attraction for Krishna. Saupashrutya mukundasya rupavirya gunashriya grihagatair giyamanas tammene sadrishampatim. Sa upashrutya mukundasya. Rukmini Devi had upashrutya, heard about Lord Krishna Mukunda. What about Lord Mukunda? Rupa, Virya, Guna, Shriya. Rukmini Devi had constantly heard about the Rupa, the beauty, the Virya, the prowess, Guna, the qualities, and Shriya, the beauty of Lord Sri Krishna, of Lord Mukunda. Because she had heard constantly about the beauty, the qualities, about the prowess of Lord Krishna, Mukunda, Grihagate Giyamanas, Tammene Sadrishampati, Tammene Sadrishampati, she decided to accept him as her husband. How did Rukmini hear about Lord Krishna? Grihagatair Giyamanas, Griha Agatair. In her house, there were several Vrindavan Basis who would come and talk about Lord Krishna. Hearing about Lord Krishna from these people who came to her house, Rukmini accepted Krishna as her husband. Few days back, Rohini Priya Prabhu was comparing Rukmini to the soul and was comparing Krishna to the master of the soul. Like Rukmini, by hearing, got attracted to Krishna and accepted Krishna as the master. Similarly, the soul who is pure, by constantly hearing about the Rupa, the Virya, the Guna and the Shriya of Krishna, gets attracted to Krishna and accepted Krishna as the master. In order to accept Krishna as the master of one's life, tam mene sadrisham pati. Rukmini accepted Krishna as sadrisham pati, as her husband, as her master. But in order to accept Krishna as the master, as the husband, tam upashrutya mukundasya, she had heard about Mukunda's rupa, virya, guna and shriya. Similarly, when the soul engages in the process of hearing about the Rupa Virya Guna Shriya of Mukunda, then he comes to accept Krishna as the master, as the husband of his life. And therefore one devotee was explaining, when he went to Kumbh Mela, he saw that in Kumbh Mela there was his lost and found booth. And in this lost and found booth, there was constant announcement that would be made. Pappu ki ma, jahan bhi ho, aa jao, Pappu yahan par lost and found booth mein aaya hai. So constant announcement was being made, and this devotee was mentioning that this lost and found booth was nothing but reuniting the parents and the child. The child is lost and the parents are lost. So the lost and found booth serves the purpose of reuniting the child and the parents. And the medium, the means that is used to reunite them is sound. Through sound, announcements are constantly being made to call the child or to call the parents and bring them at the lost and found booth and reunite them. So this devotee was explaining that the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, is like a lost and found booth. All of us are like the children in a Kumbh Mela, and we are lost in this Kumbh Mela of the material world. Lost from the lotus feet of our father and mother, Radha Gopinath, Radha Krishna. Now that we have lost, we are lost from Krishna, ISKCON serves the purpose of a lost and found booth. And in this lost and found booth, constant announcements are being made. The morning Bhagavatam class, the evening Bhagavad Gita class in ISKCON temples, the Sunday feast class is nothing but constant announcements going on the public address system. Why? So that the child can hear and come to the lost and found booth to be reunited with his parents, Radha Krishna, Radha Gopinath again. The medium used by the lost and found booth, the means used by a lost and found booth to reunite the child with the parents is sound. Similarly, the means, the medium used to reunite the soul back with Krishna is sound. And just like when a child hears on the public address system announcements about the parents, the child comes and surrenders to them, reunites with them. Similarly, when the living entity hears about the Rupa, the Guna, the Virya, the Shriya of Mukunda, then once again he can reunite with Krishna. So upashrutya mukundasya rupa virya guna shriya grihagatair giyamanais tammene sadrisham patim. And those who do not come to the ISKCON booth, to the Hare Krishna booth, lost and found booth, Rukmini did not go to Dwarka, Rukmini did not go to Vrindavan. Grihagatair giyamanair. There were several sages, several people coming to Rukmini and talking about Krishna. Similarly, those who do not come to the Hare Krishna movement, the bona fide preachers of the Hare Krishna movement go out and talk about the Rupa, the Guna, the Virya, the Shriya, because there are several souls all over the world waiting to be attracted to Krishna. Just like Rukmini's attraction to Krishna was revived by hearing from those who came to her. Similarly, so many souls in this world, they get attracted to Krishna because the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement go and talk about Krishna. Grihagatair giyamanair, grihagatair. They go to their homes and talk about Krishna's qualities, talk about Krishna's form, talk about devotional service. And slowly thus, the attraction to Krishna is revived. So Rukmini got attracted to Krishna and accepted Krishna as her master. Tam mene sadrisham patim. Similarly, the soul, on hearing about Krishna, gets attracted to Krishna and accepts Krishna as master. I'm going to surrender to Krishna. I'm going to accept him as my worshipable supreme lord. But then there is a problem. In between hearing about Krishna, an actual union with Krishna is a long way.
Rukmini heard about Krishna, and when she actually met Krishna and married Krishna, there is a whole long pastime in between that. Similarly, after we hear about Krishna, get attracted to Krishna, till the time we actually unite with Krishna and make our relationship, is a long, long process. That entire process is the process of sadhana bhakti. After hearing, till reunification with Krishna. And in between, it's not going to be a rosy path. For Rukmini, after she heard about Krishna and united with Krishna, till she united with Krishna, the whole time was not a rosy path. Similarly, from the time we hear about Krishna until the time we actually unite with Krishna, it's not going to be a rosy path. On that path, from Rukmini to Krishna, were many obstacles. Similarly, on our path towards Krishna, there will be many, many obstacles. What was the obstacle? Rukmini was attracted to Krishna. Maharaj Bhishmaka also wanted to give Rukmini to Krishna. And all the relatives also wanted to give Rukmini to Krishna. Rohini Priyapur was explaining that the soul is like Rukmini and Bhishmaka is like intelligence. The soul gets attracted to Krishna, and after hearing, the intelligence is also convinced, yes, Krishna is the master. I must serve Krishna. I must use all my energies in service to Krishna. So the soul has agreed, Rukmini has agreed. Bhishmaka, the intelligence, is also agreed. All the relatives have also agreed. The senses also now engage in service to Krishna. Senses are like the relatives. Now we are here in the Krishna consciousness movement. Agreed, the intelligence is convinced. And the senses are also engaged, trying to be engaged in service to Krishna. What is the biggest obstacle? Bandhunam ichchatam datum Krishnaya bhaginim nripa. Bandhunam, the relatives, the father, ichchatam datum, had a desire to give Rukmini to Krishna, Krishnaya datum. But there was one major problem. Tato nivarya Krishna dvid Rukmi chaidya amanyata. What was the problem? The problem was Rukmi, the brother. Bhishmaka agreed, all the relatives agreed, Rukmini agreed, but Rukmi did not. The soul accepts Krishna as the master, the intelligence accepts Krishna as the master, the senses even come and engage, start in the process of sadhana bhakti, but Rukmi does not easily want to offer Rukmini to Krishna. The conditioned mind is compared to Rukmi. Just like Rukmi did not want to give Rukmini to Krishna, although Bhishmaka wanted to, similarly, although the intelligence wants to engage in service to Krishna, the soul wants to engage in service to Krishna, the conditioned mind, which is compared to Rukmi, does not allow the soul to give its full energies in service to the Supreme Master, Shri Hari. And whom does he want to give it to? Tato nivarya Krishna dvid Rukmi chaidya amanyata. He wanted to give Rukmini to Chaidya. He wanted to give Rukmini to Shishupal. Similarly, the conditioned mind, who is like Rukmi, does not want the soul to engage in service to Krishna. The conditioned mind, Rukmi, wants to engage Rukmini in service to Shishupal. The conditioned mind wants to have the soul engage itself in service to the senses. Right? And therefore, instead of serving Krishna, the conditioned soul now starts serving the senses. And year after year, lifetime after lifetime, we keep serving the senses. Now after hearing about Krishna, what happens? We say, okay, now we should change the company. I have served in this company for years and years together. Senses incorporated, unlimited. Right. I've been serving senses incorporated unlimited for lifetimes together. Now I must give up the service to senses incorporated unlimited and give my services to Krishna. Right.
one comes to this conclusion. Give up the services to the senses and give the services to Krishna, because upashrutya, we have heard about the rupa, the guna, the virya, the shriya of Krishna. But then it is very difficult. Very difficult to give up the service to senses and take to services to Krishna. Why? Because rukmi comes in the middle. The conditioned mind does not allow us to give up service to the senses and take to service to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Kamadinam kati nakatida palita durnideshas tesham jatumai na tripa na chopa shante. I have served my senses for years and years and lifetimes. Now I want to give up and take to service to Krishna. But they do not allow me to do so. Right. And in the senses incorporated, unlimited, in this company, there are several bosses, not one boss, six bosses. The six urges Rupa Goswami describes. Vacho veg, manasa veg, krodha veg, jivha veg, udara veg, upastha veg are like the six bosses. Like these urges push us to act. Similarly, these bosses in this company push us to act. And now we feel like sometimes a person serves in a company for a long, long time. Then he feels very fearful to give up that job because he is concerned about security. What will happen if I give up the job and not get a better job? Similarly, when we serve these urges, these bosses for lifetimes together, and when this proposal comes, serving Krishna, we are absolutely fearful, paranoid. How can we serve Krishna now? We have been serving these bosses for so long. What about the security? What will I get? At least by serving these bosses, something is coming. I'm getting something in my life. So there is a fear, paranoia in the heart. I can't give it up easily. Therefore, Rupa Goswami gives us assurance. No need to bother. Bhakti therefore begins by being a Goswami. Upadeshamrit, the first verse, talks about being a Goswami. Wherein one first gives up the service to the six bosses. And by hearing about Krishna, takes to service to Krishna. Rupa Goswami gives us security. Don't worry. Give up this service to the six bosses and go through all the 11 verses, you will reach Radhakund. Right. The perfect of all places. Security is given. Not that you just give up service to the six urges and what will you get? Nothing? No. On the banks of Radhakund, the highest of all places, one can perform his bhajan. So in this way, Rukmi, who is Krishna Dvit, envious of Krishna, stops Rukmini from reaching Krishna. Similarly, now the attraction to Krishna has come by hearing about Krishna. But the conditioned mind stops us from taking shelter of Krishna. Like one devotee was mentioning, that by coming into ISKCON and practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, taking initiation in the Hare Krishna movement, it's like Srila Prabhupada has given us a ticket. He has given us a ticket to go back to Golok Vrindavan. We have the ticket. He has also given us a boarding pass. Now when the plane comes, Vaikuntha Airlines come, all we have to do is retain this ticket till the last end. If we can just maintain this good fortune of connection to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara, it's like a ticket. Now when one boards the plane, what is most important is the boarding pass. Srila Prabhupada has given us the boarding pass. If we just keep the boarding pass and not throw it away, when the Vaikuntha Viman comes, the Vishnu Dutas are going to see the boarding pass. They are not going to allow us to come on the plane just like that. If we maintain that boarding pass of connection to Srila Prabhupada, we are going to board the plane and go back to Godhead. But what is the problem? The problem is Rukmi. The problem is the conditioned mind. 24 hours the conditioned mind is on a red alert to convince us how we should throw the boarding pass away. The conditioned mind is trying to convince us this is not a boarding pass, this is an ordinary paper. And is trying to convince us to throw it away. Similarly, the conditioned mind constantly is hammering us morning to evening, give up, throw it away, leave it.
You've been trying it for several years. You've been chanting Hare Krishna for several years. Give it up. Right. Constantly bombarding us with this propaganda that give up this pass. Throw away this boarding pass. Give up service to Krishna. Serve the senses. Rukmi is saying, don't marry Krishna. I want to give you to Chaidya, Shishupal. No service to Krishna. Service to the senses. And therefore, it is very important to constantly keep hearing. Constantly being in the association of devotees, when we hear, we are at least convinced that I should retain this boarding pass. Even if we feel this is too much, now stop it. Then at least after hearing a class, we say, okay, I'll stay for some more time. And we continue in this way, in the association of devotees. So in this way, Rukmi, the conditioned mind, tries to stop the soul's service to Krishna. Rather, wants to have the soul engage in the service of the senses. Like Rukmi did not want Rukmini to marry Krishna, but to marry Shishupal. What should Rukmini do? Poor Rukmini is standing there. All the relatives have lost control. Bhishmaka has lost control. And she seems to be alone there. Helpless. Similarly, our intelligence loses control, our senses lose control, and the jiva seems to be like alone, lost, only aware now that I want to take shelter of Krishna, attracted to Krishna, but the conditioned mind is stopping it. What should he do? In one verse, the next verse, Rukmini through her example is teaching us four steps. What should the jiva do to reunite with Krishna? In this one beautiful verse, there are four steps which a living entity can take to deal with the conditioned mind, to deal with Rukmi. Tave tadavetyasita pangi vaidarbhi durmana bhrisham vichintyaptam dvijam kanchit krishnaya prahino drutam. Tad avetya asita apangi. Asita apangi means the dark-eyed Rukmini. Rukmini was standing there helpless. Bhishmaka was helpless. The intelligence is helpless. Rukmini is helpless. The soul is helpless. Because Rukmi is very powerful. The conditioned mind is very powerful. And that is stopping us in taking shelter of Krishna. What did Rukmini do? First step. Tad avetya asita apangi. Tad avetya. Tad avetya. Avetya means to know. Avetya means awareness. First of all, there must be awareness. There must be knowledge. Without knowledge, without awareness, it is impossible to deal with Rukmi, the conditioned mind. Rukmini was very well aware of the conspiracy of Rukmi, her brother. Although Rukmi was her brother, and the brother is supposed to be the object of one's faith. The brother is supposed to be the object of one's faith. But Rukmini did not put her faith in her brother Rukmi because he was Krishna Dvid. Because he was envious of Krishna. He was against Krishna. Similarly, one must first develop awareness and knowledge. One should not just float around and surf around. One must know that the conditioned mind, Rukmi, is very powerful. And although the object of one's faith becomes the object of one's faith so easily, more than anyone else, the conditioned living entity puts faith in its conditioned mind. Object of faith. But being aware of the conspiracy of Rukmi, Rukmini did not put faith in him because she knew he was Krishna Dvit. Similarly, being aware of the conspiracy of the conditioned mind, how the conditioned mind can turn us away from the lotus feet of Krishna, we should never put our faith in the conditioned mind, right, and try to not follow the dictates of the conditioned mind. Be aware. Develop awareness. Develop knowledge. by constant hearing, by constant reading, by constant guidance from devotees, know the nature of the conditioned mind who is Krishna Dvid, enemy to Krishna, enemy to us. Tad avetyasitapangi vaidarbhi durmanabhrisham. Second step. Durmanabhrisham. Vaidarbhi, who was asitapangi, the dark-eyed Vaidarbhi, the dark-eyed Rukmini, was very upset. She felt very upset, and being upset, developed an intense desire to go to Krishna. So the second step is, not only being aware of the conditioned mind, how powerful it is, and not to put faith in that conditioned mind, but one should also develop a strong desire to reunite with Krishna. It's not that she was aware Rukmi is powerful, and because Rukmi was very powerful, I am attracted to Krishna. I want to go to Krishna, but what to do? Rukmi is too powerful. Forget it, I'll marry Shishupal. She maintained that intensity of desire to marry Krishna. Similarly, it's not just that one should be aware of how powerful the conditioned mind is, but whenever the conditioned mind is trying to overpower our desire to serve Krishna, one should not give up the desire to serve Krishna and serve the senses. Rather, one should maintain and foster the intensity of one's desire to serve Krishna. So the second step, first is awareness, second is desire. Rukmini did not just get Krishna by her awareness that Rukmi was very powerful. She got Krishna by her intense desire to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. And when she wanted to actually now reach Krishna and get Krishna, she was encaged in the palace of Maharaj Bhishmaka, Rukmi. How would she get out? Would she be able to get out and actually meet Krishna? No. Similarly, we may be aware that Rukmi, the conditioned mind, is very powerful. We may even now in the association of devotees cultivate a desire to achieve Krishna. But the jiva, like Rukmini, is helpless. Cannot get out of this durga, cannot get out of this material world to go and be with Krishna. Like Rukmini could not on her own get out of the palace. Similarly, we on our own cannot get out of this material world to go back to Krishna. Only Krishna can come. Krishna can come and pull Rukmini away and take her away. Similarly, Krishna can come and take the soul back home, back to Godhead. Mrityu samsar vartmani. He can pull us. What is that verse? How does that verse begin? Tesham aham samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat. Krishna comes and picks us from this durga and takes us away, like Krishna came and took Rukmini away. But before Krishna came to take Rukmini away, Rukmini took one more step, the third step. Tadavetyasitapangi vaidarbhi durmanabhrisham vichintyaptam dvijam kanchit. Vichintya aptam dvijam kanchit. She found a brahmana, dvijam kanchit, and she wrote a beautiful letter to Krishna and gave that letter to this brahmana to be sent to Krishna in Dwaraka. Unless Krishna comes and takes Rukmini away, she can't be relieved from this palace. Unless Krishna comes and takes us out of this material world and to reunite us with him, we can't get out of this world. But we can't go to Krishna. Rukmini couldn't go to Krishna. She sent a letter through this brahmana. Similarly, we have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport today. The bona fide spiritual master is compared to this brahmana. Just like Rukmini gave her letter to the brahmana and the brahmana forwarded it to Krishna, similarly, all what we want to do to Krishna, speak to Krishna, make an appeal to Krishna, can only be presented to Krishna through the agency of a bona fide spiritual
master.
It is he who will take our appeal. It is he who will take our letter to Krishna and say, Krishna, here is Rukmini. She wants to marry you, Krishna, but Rukmini is stopping her. Please come and take her away and marry her. Similarly, a spiritual master will say, Krishna, here is a soul. He wants to take you as a master. He wants to marry you. He wants to serve you. But Rukmini, the conditioned mind, is stopping him. Please, Krishna, come and take him away. It is only by the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master that one can deal with Rukmini, the conditioned mind. Because only by the agency of the bona fide spiritual master can actually Krishna intervene in our life and thus kill Rukmini. The spiritual master invites the presence of Krishna in the life of a disciple like a Brahmana. The Brahmana invited Krishna in the life of Rukmini to deal with Rukmini. Therefore, like in the villages, sometimes when we used to go to our hometown, we used to go to our native place, we would see in the villages they have these tractors and children go to school on their bicycle. On the bicycle, it's so slow speed, so we used to see children holding tractor so that their speed would increase. Of course, the tractor is not so fast also. And those who had a lot of guts and a lot of courage would not hold the tractor, they would hold a truck. They would be riding the bicycle but holding the truck and just pedaling, reach to the school at high speed. For the conditioned soul, trying to reach Krishna is like cycling. Where will it reach? But the spiritual master is like a high speed truck. Just hold the truck. And then one reaches one's destination at the speed of the truck, not at the speed of the bicycle. Similarly, when one takes shelter of the spiritual master, then one's spiritual life, to the extent one takes shelter, to that extent the spiritual life goes at the speed of the spiritual master by his mercy. And what was the fourth step she took? Tad avetyasitapangi vaidarbhi durmana bhrisham vichintyaptam dvijam kanchit krishnaya prahino drutam. She called the brahmana, she gave him the letter, and what did she say? Okay, my dear brahmana, don't worry, I'll wait till Rukmini changes. Keep the letter with you, and if it's required, then you can take it. Wait for some time. Or she did not think, let time pass, and with the passage of time, what will happen? Rukmini will change. Probably because he is not married, he is envious that I am married. Once he is married, he will be peaceful and he will give me away to Krishna. So let's fix his marriage first. She did not do any of those things. Prahino drutam, immediately, quickly. She did not procrastinate. She did not postpone taking shelter of the Brahmana and sending him to Krishna. She did not say, wait a minute, I will change or he will change or things will change. Nothing in this world changes. Situations in this world remain the same. The miseries remain the same. Rukmini remains the same, powerful, the conditioned mind. So unless one takes immediate action upon this, it's not possible to reach Krishna. And therefore, it is very, very important that one does not engage in procrastination. Prahino drutam. She acted upon it immediately and asked the Brahman to leave. And of course, we know of how then the Brahmana went, gave the message, Krishna came, killed Rukmini and married Rukmini. If we act on these four steps, awareness of the powerful nature of the conditioned mind, desire to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and acting according to his instructions, and not procrastinating but acting upon it immediately, then for sure the mercy of Krishna descends in our life, and then and only then can we deal with this powerful Rukmini, the conditioned mind, who is stopping us from taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Like a few days back, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, during Prerana, he was just walking around, and a boy from Bangalore had come, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj asked him, what do you do in Bangalore? He was saying, I do this job, that job. And then he started speaking, I am also a devotee of Krishna, I know about Krishna, I read about Krishna.
And he said, my name is also Krishna Reddy. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj asked him, your name is Krishna Reddy, but are you ready for Krishna? So it's not just the name, but no procrastination, no postponing, that I know it. So awareness may be there, but it has to be immediately executed. So in this way, by following these four steps of awareness, desire, shelter of a guru, and execution immediately and no procrastination, one can deal with the powerful Rukmi of the conditioned mind. Krishna can kill it, and very soon one can be reunited with the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.